At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Good to have you on board. Follow the Money here on VSiN. This show is brought to you by DraftKings. Mitch Moss along with JVT. Jonathan Von Tobel this week in for Pauly Howard on vacation. It is Thursdays with the Maestro. Mike Palm is the VP of this great resort in downtown Las Vegas. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Mitch. Good morning, Jonathan. Good morning, New Britain, Connecticut, our loyal Nesson family, home of the great Tom Thibodeau. Good morning, Davenport, Iowa. Peekaboo Marquee, we see you, home of Bill Fitch. Good morning, El Monte, Ontario, Canada. Everyone watching on Rogers Sportsnet, home of Dr. James Naismith, who invented the game of basketball. Raleigh, North Carolina, we say good morning. Our very vocal Masson family, home of Nate McMillan. Deer Lodge, Montana. All those watching on YouTube TV, home of Phil Jackson. Kane, Pennsylvania, our friends on Sportsnet Pittsburgh and Pennsylvania, home of the great Chuck Daly. And finally, Linwood, California. It's another sunrise over Spectrum in the hometown of Rick Adelman.
Wow, you really dug deep this week.
Yeah, I was going to say,
it's amazing how many legendary NBA coaches are from New York City. It's really.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
like one right after another,
New York,
huh?
City. They're all from New York City.
Everybody is. I think that's where the world began, right? That's, at least if you ask New Yorkers, that's what it means.
Mike, we spent a good half an hour earlier today talking about the Jonte Porter story. Of course, the brother of Michael Porter, who plays a huge role in Denver and their success, was a big part of their championship run a year ago. Banned from the league, betting on the sport, including this $80,000 parlay from an associate of his who was betting. Overall, your thoughts on this? And that bet, by the way, is still frozen. What do you think of this entire situation going on?
Well, it's interesting that pretty quickly the NBA concluded that he himself was betting through someone else's account from $15 up to whatever the amount was, and he won $21,000. It's like the interpreter who bet from $10 to $160.
That's exactly right.
They're great bet spreads.
It was martingaling. That's right. That's the whole point.
So, the fact that the bet is frozen is not surprising, and I don't know what state it's in or what book, right? Obviously, it's a regulated book, but when there are situations either where the bookmaker makes an error, right, which happens, or there's something irregular about the bet, then the book or the licensee will request from whatever the gaming authority is, so whatever state's this in, the right to void the ticket, refund the ticket, whatever the request is. Obviously, they want to void this ticket because he fixed the outcome by taking himself out for undisclosed medical reasons. We've had to do it before, not for something like this, but, you know, we put up a no price as a yes price, right? So we put up something 150-1 that the no was supposed to be 150, you know what I mean? And that somebody took advantage of it, bet it, and right away we froze it petition to gaming. It's palpable error. They hear from both sides. They'll reach out to the customer. What's your argument? We present our argument, and then they give a determination. Some states, it takes 48 hours. Some states, it takes months.
In that example here, eventually the ruling went which way? You or the better?
It was in our favor to refund that it was an obvious error, that we listed the yes and the no.
Okay.
We inverted the prices.
Yeah, this thing. So what do you think ultimately should happen to this $80,000 parlay?
Well, they're going to void it. I'm sure the state is going to void it because the results were fixed.
It has to be voided, correct?
The bet was never at risk.
Right.
The kid was going to pull himself out of the game after 2 minutes.
He fixed the outcome of a game with him betting.
Right.
So one of the things that I've brought up, and maybe this is the wrong way to put it, but I've been kind of making the case, and so has Mitch, that this is a sign that the system works the way it is, right? A lot of people keep saying, like, no, we got a problem here. I think you make the argument this, Alabama baseball, like all these things that have popped up here in the last calendar year, this is a sign that the system actually works in regulated gaming, right?
Yes, and the books are working with the leagues who are working with Matt Holt and U.S. Integrity, right? You know, Matt, some people say, well, Matt Holt, they were already doing everything. You know, they do a very good job of, like, investigating officials when they see strange betting. But how about the tennis? Did you read this story this week that the tennis official in Argentina or Brazil suspended for 7 years?
Really?
For point-shaving matches that he was betting on. A chair umpire.
Umpire. 7 years. Why not give him a lifetime ban?
He's banned from all events in that country until 2031. 2031.
I mean,
it's a very odd thing.
He'll be changed after that, right?
No, you're right, though. It is working.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a regulated market, it's not going to work at all. I mean, these things aren't going to be taken care of. So everybody's watching. Now, I've also come out and said I think it's ridiculous that when a guy gets out of football practice and he makes a bet on his car before he leaves the lot and you're getting suspended. Yep. How ridiculous. But these are people betting on their own sports. And in this case, the most egregious of all, fixing outcomes.
Well, how about this now? Again, and people have been chiming in all day long, like maybe this stuff is still going on by sharper people. It could be. This guy's a buffoon for saying, let's pump it up to 80,000 on a same game parlay.
To win $1,000,002.
What are you doing?
On Jonte Porter props. That's the other thing.
His props.
Little strange, right?
This isn't LeBron James.
It's not Caitlin Clark.
No, exactly right. It's a guy until this happened. Bookmakers didn't even know who he was.
I didn't know. Listen, I said, is he related to the kid from Denver? Benson's first telling me the story. I really didn't know. The kid wasn't drafted, right? He plays in the Ben Wilson League that he calls and all that, you know, and back and forth, right, in and out of the NBA. But it's strange, too, when I first started, before they ever came out and, you know, said that it was nefarious, though, about, like, it's always an undisclosed reason. Like, there's no solid medical reason why he was playing short minutes in these games.
Yep. Oh, well, it's funny because after he got suspended, as we all knew, they kept listing him on the injury report for personal reasons. that's pretty personal what you're doing here. It's a dumber move, trying to put down near $1,000,000 on Jonte Porter prop parlays or going up to a counter and trying to bet college baseball and telling them, you don't know what I know.
probably the coach, the guy, the friend of the coach. Another thing here is, though, like accepting that bet, right?
Sure.
On such something that's very controllable. That's why we tend to have low limits on tennis. Tennis is probably the most fixable sport of all, right? And it's an individual sport, and you can look like you're really trying, and you're missing here and there by a few inches in that. So, I mean, that's kind of a strange bet to take as well with a really high variance.
Yeah, totally agree. I get it. Like the VIP stuff. I get it and I don't get it. Like, okay, when it's a totally different story again, but if it's a super V, it could be your biggest VIP that you have at a sports book, 80,000 on a same game parlay. Wild.
And all correlated. Obviously correlated under, right?
Right. Okay. So you guys offer draft props again this year. You're offering, but you made this quite clear to everybody, right? You saw offer dimes, at least on the NFL draft this year. Like, okay, we get it. People love to bet the draft. You don't like to book it because it's not really a moneymaker, but it's kind of like, here you go. It's a concession to the many bettors, obviously, here and beyond this jurisdiction. $500 limits. We had Dylan Sullivan on yesterday to talk about it. He was in charge of all the numbers. Received quite well here and beyond.
Yeah, very well. And nobody's grousing about 500. I mean, you can bet a nickel. There's 62 different bets that are two-way markets. So either over, under, or yes, no. Derek's not exactly thrilled about it, right? I mean, he's been on record as saying the hot dog eating contests are more legitimate wagering events than the NFL draft. I think these guys are still a little sore from when we had the draft here and Thibodeau was here and they thought they had some inside info.
That
didn't pan. That didn't pan out. But this is good, and they kind of took it upon themselves. And you know, when Benson tweets something, that kind of puts Derek into a little box. And you know, but it'll be all right. And Chris Bennett came in and told us. He said, "I would be shocked if we got buried on this. We'll be okay."
So if it was up to Derek, he would say no props anymore. But the guys behind the book kind of won out on this one.
They did.
They did, huh?
They won out. The people won out. Well, he rules by consensus, as he's very proud of saying. So yes, the consensus won out.
Just like the consensus when it comes to like rules with Survivor and what he wants to do there, right? It's whatever the room has to say.
He listens.
That's pretty much
it. We had the proxy luncheon yesterday, so that was good. And, you know, we do that every year. We take them to Andiamo, have a luncheon, get their feedback on what their customers were saying, any suggestions they might have, questions they might have. And you know, shortly we'll come out. We still want to officially get the NFL schedule,
you
right?
You have to, right?
Obviously, the two Christmas Day games work perfect for Survivor to give us the 20 weeks. And
you got very fortunate there.
Very fortunate. I don't know what we're going to do. Probably have to go back to 19, right? Yeah. Because you don't want to make something so janky. It's two games. And,
right.
And,
sure. And once the NFL schedule is released, that comes up in May.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So a little while after the NFL draft, you guys will wait how long to release? A couple days, a week?
Usually we'll put the rules out and start taking registrations within 10 days. So
okay.
Before Memorial Day.
Okay, that's mm-hmm. totally fair then. Yep. How popular have the Yerfie Nerfie, the yes run in the first inning, no
crazy.
Run?
Crazy.
Is that like one of the most popular props every day?
You were sweating one out the other day in the book when I saw you.
Yeah. I was. I've delved into it. It's that, you know, instant gratification. Yeah. Get a result and move on to the next bet.
You must be no better all the time on this.
So I went back and looked because you sent me the notes. I've made 14 Nerfie and 3 Yerfie bets so far this year.
I lean
to the nose.
Really?
Right?
Even the tops of the lineups, everything like that, huh?
Yeah. The biggest thing I look at is home run percentage for pitchers.
Sure.
And then the top five in the lineup.
Yeah.
Really. Because, I mean, like, I get beat with the Scooble game yesterday because he makes an error right away on Semi. If he doesn't make that error, you win that bet. You know, it's usually not three hits that beat you. It's usually a home run on one part of the inning. So it's cute. I don't get, you know, I'm nothing crazy, a nickel or less on these games. But
okay. Have you added anybody yet to the Cy Young race?
I have not. The prices are so short already on some of these guys.
About that yesterday.
They're so short already. I'd rather just wait to June and get a surer shot at it than somebody moving already down to 6 or 7 to 1 this early.
Any interest in Tanner Houck?
He's interesting for a Nerfie, but not so far on Cy Young.
I
followed you on the Marlins bet when you sent it to me, 18 to 1 with the Eury Pérez move. These White Sox are going to be a tough nut to crack.
Yes. They're going to be tough.
Thank God they stole one in the second game yesterday.
Who runs a game?
We'll continue with the Maestro up next. Mike loves the NHL. We'll discuss first round series prices, which number or numbers caught his eye coming up on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
The This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
VSiN.com, folks, chock full of information for you. We've got a bunch of different write-ups, of course, for the NBA postseason, play-in game previews for the West and the East. We've also got tennis predictions and some looks at how many quarterbacks will be drafted in the first round by Adam Burke. I'm sure he'll have the answer correct. I won't tell you what that answer is. You can check it out now, VSiN.com.
Well, as we continue here with Mike Palm, VP of Circa Resort and Casino, do you have an opinion on that? Are we going to get five quarterbacks in the first round, maybe six?
I think Penix.
You think so?
Yeah, I would go over 4.5.
You would now, huh?
Yeah.
Disappointing.
You're under?
Oh, every year. I was made fun of by Matt Eumanns. Every year I make two bets, under quarterbacks in the first round and Clippers to win the finals. And every year, one of those bets hits.
Yeah, one hits, one loses.
Right.
Yes.
Well, Penix is a big variable because of the medical reports.
Sure. Yeah.
But in my mind, if he was healthy, I would take him third. In my mind, if I above May.
Well, I told Mitch one of the things I don't disagree, and I would say too, like one of the things that confused me for the first 2 months of this process was that Bo Nix was solidly ahead of Penix this whole time. I was like, I don't know what we're doing here. That you've watched those two and think like, no, he's the better NFL quarterback. No way.
But he played in a system where he threw the ball at the line of scrimmage the whole time. I mean, like the aerial yards is minuscule for him.
Dink and dunk the entire time.
And the effortless nature, like Penix flicks his wrist and that thing goes
so good on
yards.
Third down.
Yep.
Like I say about Lamar Jackson, if you're Baltimore, you don't want him in a lot of third downs. That's why I didn't understand why they banned in the running game against Kansas City because third and four is dicey.
Well, it's a 3-point game. You know, you got to throw yourself out of that.
Yeah,
you got to throw yourself out of that deficit.
Series price is available now in the NHL. They're set in the Eastern Conference anyway. The Bruins are $1.20 against the Maple Leafs.
I think that's about right.
Do you?
Well, you look at their the angle of this, like it's like the 16-1 in the NCAA with the Bruins, right? You best regular season ever, and then they lose. The big question for me is, and I'm a huge Jim Montgomery fan, I have been for many years, is he going to stick to this platoon or not?
Uh-huh.
He didn't last year. He did it the 20 games up to the playoffs, and then he went with Allmark for 6 games, and again, he had the rib, and nobody knew, and they blow the 3-1 lead, and then he throws Swayman in game 7. Too late. Will he stick to it here? I don't know about the Leafs' DNA. But I didn't think that the Bruins, I'd have made this about $1.30, so I think that price is about right.
I'll tell you what, we missed one yesterday on the show. Matthews going for goal number 70. The shots on goal prop was 4.5.
Yeah.
He had 7 shots on goal in the first period, 12 for the game. You knew that they were going to do whatever they could to try to get him 70 goals.
There was a lot of those in their last games here, like Palmieri with the Islanders. They're feeding the pucks to these guys to try to get them those milestone goals, 30, 40, whatever it is, if you look at it that way.
The Islanders against the Hurricanes. Jeff Davis loves Carolina here, who sets the numbers. Yeah. He has Carolina minus 435. Well, the market does here, minus 435.
So I have to tell you, nobody should be a 430 favorite in a hockey series.
The
unpredictability
right.
of the Stanley Cup playoffs. You've seen all the 8 seeds. A goalie gets hot that can carry him. Even when, remember when Bobrovsky was in Columbus?
Oh, yeah.
They were a $4 dog, and they swept Tampa Bay
that year.
Who was
that's
the ones.
Right.
It's just too much. Same thing Rangers Caps. It's too much. Although I think the Caps, if you look at these with our 450 favorites, I think the Caps have a better shot of beating the Rangers than the Islanders do the Canes. just because I think Charlie Lindgren is really underrated. And when they made him the number one goalie there in Washington, that's when they had their surge and they won these games to get in. I'm not saying either one's going to win, but if you're looking for a long shot, I would take the Caps before I take the Islanders.
You would.
I don't think either Islander goaltender has played that well.
Capitals, negative 37 goal differential.
Mm-hmm. Eliminated my Red Wings.
They don't score. They were a great under team this year, a great first period under team. They're not a lot of 5-on-5 goals. They're good on the power play because of Ovechkin. They could still put him on the spot, and then that pulls the defense. But they're low scoring. I wouldn't be surprised if you see some flat fives in this series.
Is that right?
For totals.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Davis told me that he made the Kraken a favorite over the Capitals on a neutral. Kraken had, I think, 79 points this year. Oh, boy. But upsets do happen all the time in the first round. Panthers are laying 210 here at Circa to the Lightning, Tampa Bay plus 180.
Yeah, and that's kind of a short price for a, you know, what's essentially a 1-8 in the new format.
Uh-huh.
But look, Vasilevsky was horrible the first half. He was out, and he's come back. He's been good again. I still think probably John Cooper, you got to rank him right there, if not the best coach, one of the best two or three coaches. And that's respect for Tampa Bay in the market here.
There's one series set in the West.
Yeah.
Colorado and Winnipeg.
Yeah, this is the most fascinating of every first-round matchup to me.
Sure, because the power rating in Colorado is still going to be super high. But the way Winnipeg has played for the most part all year long, and if they can get this to be their style of hockey series, are they not completely live to win this thing at plus 125?
You know, they swept Colorado this year, 3-0, and the goal differential is 17-4. Okay, they dominated Colorado all three games.
They just, what was the game the other night?
7-0.
7-0.
At Colorado, and Winnipeg has home ice here. I think it's very interesting, and usually I wouldn't bet teams to win the cup entering the playoffs. Winnipeg 19-1. How about Vancouver, who will have home ice the first two series at least? And if Dallas gets eliminated, they would have home ice all the Western. You can get them plus 1850. Demko's back.
Yeah, yeah.
The question was, would he get back? He played against Calgary, beat him 3-1 4-1 the other night. He's back. So I think those are two very interesting prices on teams. I bet the Kings before the season 26-1. Now they're 34-1. Look, they needed to beat Minnesota the other night. I really think they had a much better shot against Edmonton than they do against Dallas. I don't think it matters for the Knights. But the Knights win tonight. They wrap up the three.
Yeah.
So they would go to Edmonton, which you could argue is the better path to stay in the Pacific than have to go play Dallas. And if you beat Dallas, you get Winnipeg or Colorado.
Sure.
I mean, there's no easy path.
No.
But I think it's much more beneficial for the Kings. Because remember, the Kings took the Oilers to seven games in the first round last
year. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
I don't think they can beat Dallas.
I was going to ask you, what's more likely to happen this year? A Canadian team actually makes a Stanley Cup final, or they all lose in the first round? It sounds to me
first round.
Oh, first round, that's more likely?
Yeah. I don't think they're making it. Well, it's Edmonton and Toronto, right?
Vancouver or Winnipeg.
Right.
Yeah. Well, 340. So we opened this prop. Remember we put this up at the beginning?
I'm looking at it right now. Yeah.
Yeah. It closed 340, 280. I think we opened it 320. And at one time it was 450. At one time it was down to minus 260. When Edmonton went on that 17-game run, I think it was down to minus 260 on USA. So it ends up almost right where it began.
Is there a series that you're waiting to get set? You're looking for a price to jump on?
I will play Dallas against the Kings, but I'm not going to lay $3. I would probably try to play minus a game and a half or 2.5.
Okay.
Whatever that price is.
You would even go as high as 2.5.
Yeah, I don't think the Kings match up very well with Dallas at all.
Are they the best team in the West?
I would say Colorado is, except I don't trust Georgiev. Or Georgiev, however you want to say it, right? Mm-hmm. I just don't. So it was interesting because Stormy and I on Friday had Shane Knighty on, and he said there's only four teams that can win the West. Dallas, Colorado, Edmonton, and the Knights. No Vancouver, no Winnipeg.
No Winnipeg?
Nope.
He's not going to give them a chance?
No chance. It was a very strong statement. And then we had Jonathan Davis on when I was on with Adam Kaufman on Saturday, and I asked him about what Knighty said. He said, I think Knighty's 100% correct.
Is that right?
Really?
Wow. Okay.
Not a lot of talk about my Preds here. Not really feeling great.
You bet him at what, JVT?
Got like 90-1.
To win the cup?
Yeah. It's none of my – Mike Savage convinced me. I was like, that sounds good. I need to sweat. Let's go.
You know, that series – is set, but I haven't seen a price on it.
I haven't seen anywhere.
Right, but it's set. It can't move.
That's can't go another way?
No, that's the 2-7 matchup.
So, again, you're from Iowa, right? This Caitlin Clark and Hawkeyes, Lady Hawkeyes, the run that they had, one of the coolest things that's ever going to happen to anybody from that state. The draft was this week. 2.5 million people watched the draft. Number one selling jersey in the history of Fanatics on any draft night, right? It was her. Tickets are ridiculous. Do you plan on going to the game out here?
Yes.
All of these teams are moving their venues because they need more people. Like,
well, they can't 10,000 people, most of the venues that they play in.
Yeah, yeah.
And they average 6,000 or 7,000 in attendance, and she's going to draw 25,000, 30,000.
Easy. The Chicago games, they had to move it to the United Center because so they have 23,000 people there.
It's nuts.
You going to try to go when they're out here?
Yeah. So we have the suite at T-Mobile, right?
Oh, you have to go.
I got to confirm with Derek that we have the suite for that game. And see if he can get trade some glass seats on a hockey game in for some.
There you go.
That's a must. That's a must attend if you can. Huh? That's pretty cool.
My wife wants to go. She didn't watch until the LSU game was the first women's game she watched all year.
And there you go.
And now she's like, make sure you tape these in case we can't see the whole game, so she could go back and watch it.
You need to make a bet for her to win the MVP.
What?
Just for something for you
it,
and your
10-1.
It opened like 22-1. It shot down immediately. But just to have it for you and your wife for something to root for the entire year.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Buy it as an early gift for her somehow. Here you go, hon. Here's what I got for you.
And then one for me as well, a little larger.
Keep one for posterity, and then the others. We'll cash that one.
Did I just pull a Greg Doyle, by the way? Is hun uncalled for now? I call my wife hun all the time. Is that all right?
Just you do the heart of Mike. Mike, can you do the heart for the camera? You want to try it out?
Did you see her face? Like, what?
Oh, yeah.
What the? Did you do?
You're not in Iowa anymore.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Yeah, great spot as always.
Mike, I'll be in with Paul on Monday when you're
out. You are, yeah. I'm going to be out on Monday. You're going to be in with Paul for the whole 3 hours. VSiN contributor Mike Pritchard on the program coming up next. Played with the Broncos. What is he hearing about the 12th pick overall in the draft?
Betting Splits Access still open, folks. Check it out now. 2 weeks free. Yeah, it's been up for a while. I think it's been past 2 weeks. We're just letting you have at it. So check it out, VSiN.com/splits. Not going to be for long. You can check out the money and bets and where they're moving for every single event. All numbers courtesy of DraftKings. Check it out now, VSiN.com/splits.
NFL Draft is 1 week away, and VSiN contributor Mike Pritchard joins the program now. He, of course, played in the league for a decade. We'll get his thoughts on wide receivers to go in the first round and what the Raiders and his former team, the Broncos, might do early on as he is on the Progressive guest line. Good morning, Pritch. How you been?
I've been great. Good morning, fellas. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Thanks for popping up early with us here this morning. So, yeah, you played with the Broncos. You lived in Denver for a long time. You did a lot of radio there and a lot of media in the great city of Denver. What are you hearing about number 12 overall? JVT and I have been so skeptical all week long. These mocks that some of them continue to have Bo Nix going, I can't buy that at all. What say you?
Yeah. You know, the thing about mocks, in certainly when you want to bet this situation, mocks are primarily off of need, right? Because nobody can tell or nobody can anticipate that do mocks how the board's going to fall. I mean, DJ, Jeremiah's not bad. Brooks isn't bad. I mean, they've been in those front offices and you know, their information is kind of reliable. But majority of mocks out there, it's based on need. So if you look at the Denver Broncos, they have a lot of need. And one primary position certainly would be quarterback. You know, Jared Stidham is a guy that I think – had a shot here in Vegas with the Raiders, and the Broncos, I think, are intrigued by the guy. He's still young enough to where you can mold him if you are Peyton. But this is a team that's starting over, fellas. This team is stripping it down, you know, making sure that they don't make the same mistakes they've been making year after year, GM after GM, head coach after head coach, in terms of personnel decisions, thinking that they're a few players away. They're a team away. All right. So I could see the Broncos trading down, to be honest with you. I think there's premium positions in this year's draft, but it's not a deep draft, right? We're going to get to the mid rounds, and a lot of those players aren't really draftable players. And you're hearing more and more about that. So the Broncos, they need to stockpile draft picks, in my opinion. I'm not hearing Bo Nix at all. I'm hearing strip it down and start all over with this franchise.
Okay, so you would actually make that the favorite then, that the Broncos will not be picking at number 12. They're going to trade back.
Right, absolutely. I mean, they can go so many other different directions, guys. I mean, edge player, they could do that. Certainly, you know, linebacker is a premium position for them. I think, you know, there's certain situations too where wide receiver makes sense, offensive line makes sense more than quarterback. And so therefore, yeah, I mean, I would say I would look for the Broncos to certainly try to trade down or select one of those type of players I just mentioned.
So obviously then that would logically tie then, Mike, these rumors that they would be willing to part with Patrick Surtain to move up to get like a J.J. McCarthy, those are bunk.
Yeah, I mean, they could have traded Surtain years ago. Actually not years ago. He's still a young player, but it sounds like it's years
feels
ago.
Like years, yeah.
Because they've been that's been a rumor for a long time, right? But no, I mean, they would have done that already. I think Surtain is he's a premium player. They're running out of those type of guys. They need to start all over, and that's the wrong way to start all over, JBT. If you're going to give up one of those type of primetime players that they have on the roster right now.
Well, and they've already, we were throwing this around too. What do they have left? They already shipped off a lot for Russell Wilson, right? So to sacrifice more assets to move up would put your future rebuild in a little bit of jeopardy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think they're in cap jail right now, certainly with Russell Wilson. But, you know, the other Peyton, the GM Peyton's under fire too. So they can't screw this one up. You know, Sean Payton's got his hands full. You know, his credibility is in question too. It's just been dysfunctional in Denver for a long time. And therefore they need to start all over. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's a proud franchise. It's no longer a Pat Bowlen franchise. Certainly the new ownership group, they want to start all over, make their mark as well. With the Nuggets doing so well, it's time for the Broncos to get it right, and I think they have to start all over in order to do that.
Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Our guest, VSiN contributor Mike Pritchard, played in the league for a good 10 years. He is on the Progressive guest line. So then the team picking behind them, their division foe, the Las Vegas Raiders, you know, everybody just assumed again, and what you said earlier was spot on, right? People are going to mock based on need.
Yeah.
That's why, like, 11, 12, 13, Vikings, Broncos, Raiders, everybody initially was mocking quarterback. Might not happen for any of them. I don't think Raiders go quarterback at 13. That's kind of becoming, I think, a little bit more obvious now. Do you agree with that? If so, which direction do they go in?
You know, I do agree with that. You know, you look at, think about this, guys, in a run-on positions, because right now the big board and everybody's draft board, they have probably three wide receivers in the top 10. They have maybe three quarterbacks in the top 10. They have Brock Bowers at tight end. You have an offensive lineman in the top 10. And then you have maybe one edge rusher. And so go down that line where you want to go with these premium positions and what these teams might do depending on how the draft plays out and when those run on positions. Okay, so let's say quarterback, 1, 2, 3 go off the board. The Raiders, I think, are trying to get up there. They're trying to trade for Jaden Daniels. It makes a lot of sense. I mean, they need a quarterback in a desperate way. I don't know if they're going to be able to pull that off, though, because of just the desire of what's going to happen. Now, say somebody falls to them, though, right, in terms of a quarterback, like a J.J. Or you know, Michael Penix. I think that might be too high at that position for them, a quarterback. It's hard to say where the Raiders want to go. I know that they are getting expensive at wide receiver. You think about Adams. If a wide receiver is there for the Raiders, and I'm talking about one of these premium guys, that can get interesting, you know, because they're just right outside that top 10. And therefore, that's why I mean quarterback and wide receiver could be in play for this team that's sitting at 13 right now.
So what do you make of these wide receivers as a whole, right? We've talked a lot about the Marvin Harrison Jr., the assumed guy to be the first one off the board. Do you believe anything when you hear that, hey, you know what, I actually think Malik Nabers is the better wide receiver here. He could maybe leap Marvin Harrison Jr., or is this all just a given he's going to be the first guy off the board in terms of the pass catchers?
Well, I mean, JBT, he's got the clout. He's got the name. I think Odunze is right there, too. All these guys can go. All these guys are number one wide receivers. It's just – it's just, okay, what's going to make them different? Marvin Harrison Jr. to me is a premium player, right? I just think that Odunze has run after the catch ability. Malik Nabers, not so much. He can get deep. He can do everything. But Odunze is just that complete player. with that run after the catch ability that I think is sought after in the National Football League. You think about, like, when we look at player props, right? It's one thing to have a receiver catch a route at 12 yards and then get tackled. But it's another to have a receiver catch a route at 12 to 15 yards, break a few tackles, and all of a sudden you're looking at 30-yard gain, right? I think Adunze has that ability. Getting deep is something that certainly teams in the National Football League are going to look after or look out for. You also have the 11 personnel dynamic, too. It's anybody's guess. To me, Adunze is the best player, though, at that position on the board for my money.
Better than Harrison.
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, Harrison's got the clout, but Harrison also played on a team in which they have a rich history in wide receivers, as you guys know. And I played with a number of those guys. And some of those guys had a lot of clout, but no substance.
Oh.
The substance that they had at my day, it was steroids.
but you want to name any names?
Now they have a lot of clout. And certainly the competition just isn't what it needs to be. I think that's why Neighbors is getting a lot of shine right now, because he did play in the SEC.
How many receivers do you think go in the first round? That prop has been sitting 6.5. Over is plus money, has been now for weeks. Do you think we get 7 in the first round?
I mean, that's an interesting bet. Like I said, we got 3 in the top 10 right now. And if you get a run in that position, then all of a sudden you're looking at 4 perhaps, and then 5 for sure. Getting to 7 is going to be interesting. Like I mentioned, if you have that bet, the dynamic in the National Football League of 11 personnel and multiple wide receivers, very few tight ends at times, and certainly running backs now. I could see teams kind of reaching for some elite guys or some guys that have some speed element to their game that could also help out in matchups, right? So when those teams are in the middle of the pack and in the bottom of the draft, and those are the playoff caliber teams that are looking for those matchup guys. That's in your favor if you did bet that over.
Yeah. Interesting. You said that about Odunze. I think we brought this up yesterday on the show. Daniel Jeremiah said that Rome Odunze is his favorite player, not wide receiver, favorite player in the draft.
Yeah.
So
he's incredible. The route running, where he can play, but the run after the catch. I mean, Jerry, like Randy Moss, we all saw him play and how great he was. He can get open against three guys, right? But his run after the catch was underrated. But Jerry Rice's run after the catch was legendary. And I think Odunze certainly has that ability. So I see why he's in a lot of people's graces right there.
Pritch, great catching up with you. Enjoy the draft next week, and we'll catch up soon, okay?
Absolutely, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, Pritch. Thank
you. Be good. Up next, In Pocket Place, and I'll expand on the receivers, why I like a lot of them, but it could be dicey based on where they go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps, in the Angie app or clicks on the site. You can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're on.
Welcome to baseball season. 0-3 betting this sport this week. Cardinals A's first five under 4.5. No good. That was a loser. Doesn't matter. Full game first five. K props this week. No bueno. April record overall 9-14. Negative 1.2 units. No good. Got to flip this around. Hopefully the draft will do that. I've added bets throughout the week. They generally happen after the show is over with.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of books are not open until the show is done. And then most times, you know, numbers are going to move sometimes, whatever. For example, I really like the Chargers bet that I made yesterday, minus 125. I can't give that out right now to take an offensive lineman because it's no longer there. Minus 140, probably still worth a bet. So the one I have pending, gave this out on the show when it was available, Pacers to win against the Bucks, plus 195. Huh. That, and I added more, plus 165. Now it's a pick 'em. I mean, it's, look, closing line value. You don't take it to the bank. You take cash to the bank. And as we said earlier, you know what? Maybe because of Giannis and the injury here, this actually opens it up a little bit for Damian Lillard, and he goes nuts. And I would not be surprised for 2 seconds if that happens.
Yeah, this is going to get to play. For me, the other side is going to get to playable territory here pretty soon if we're talking about the Bucks being an underdog in the series.
Yeah.
Because there's still a chance he comes back, right? And you could still steal a game. If it's funny you say that. Steal a game at home against Indiana,
right,
to start the series, and then Giannis potentially comes back. It'll be fascinating to see where that ends up by the time we get to game time this weekend.
All right, so that's it for me.
All right, yesterday, same thing, 76ers minus 4.5, tough at the end of that game. I will not, I think that was one where I was lucky to kind of be in position to cover that at the end of the game. They were not playing well in the first half.
That's fair.
Got there. I wish they would have. That foul at the end was a little nuts, but they don't get there. And then Hawks money line plus 130, not a chance in the world. Holy smokes. They looked bad. And as I said multiple times, Mitch, I've been burned by this Hawks team many times. I was going to give them one last shot. I'm glad they're eliminated. Get them out of here.
Thank God they're finally done, right?
Yeah, it might be the last of it. Trae Young, get ready to learn. Well, it's not going to be Chinese, buddy, but it's going to get ready to learn the benefits of queso as you head to San Antonio to team up with Victor Wembanyama.
Oh, don't say that. Don't do that to Wemby.
Don't you think?
Am I dead wrong on this? Probably. Would you rather, if you're a different team in the NBA looking to trade, because they're not going to keep this together. There's no way they can run back Trae Young. Would you not rather have DeJounte Murray than Trae Young?
Right. I think that's why Trae Young's on the way out. I mean, and I feel like Trae Young's, he's got a really good upside on offense.
Of course.
And I also think part of the negativity of the pairing is the pairing itself. Like, they're just two ball dominant guards that don't really fit. And I think if you separate them, then they'll be good in their respective roles with wherever they land. And the team for San Antonio is kind of built up to kind of fit what Trae Young does well.
Will a team led by Trae Young ever do damage in the playoffs? I know they went to the Eastern Conference Finals.
And that was more about COVID, the 76ers year collapsing, though, right?
Sure.
Than anything else.
Will he ever be the front man or the catalyst for a team to, like, make the finals in the NBA?
I would say no, only because when you play defense at that level, I don't know if you can be considered that.
I'll give you another one. Pelicans lose tomorrow night in the Western Conference. What do you do moving forward with the roster?
I don't know, because you've paid those guys. Like Brandon Ingram, CJ McCollum.
A lot of cash.
Yeah. And like they're not going to be that attractive in terms of assets. You've soft locked yourself into what this team is at this point right now.
Now, this is a gigantic if. if they could ever stay healthy with that roster, could the Pelicans possibly, could they make the Western Conference Finals? Could they reach the NBA Finals?
I would say yes. I think, I don't know about NBA Finals, but I think especially as we know, like the nuances of how a bracket falls, absolutely they could.
They could make
the Western Conference Finals.
So then being in play to actually make it to the NBA Finals.
Dude, I mean, what's it, Luka Doncic has made it to a Conference Finals. Trae Young, as you mentioned, has made it to a Conference Finals. The Clippers made it 2 years ago. You can make runs to a Conference Finals if the bracket breaks right for you.
I do agree with that.
Yeah.
The part that I have a difficult time wrapping is the team staying healthy.
Right. And I would agree with that, too.
It's a five-year sample size now with Zion.
It's Zion. It's Ingram. By the way, Trey Murphy was hurt at the beginning of the year, so I would agree with that, absolutely.
All right, don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA from the play-in tournament through the finals. DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the code VSIN, that's V-S-I-N. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code VSIN, only at DraftKings. The crown is yours. I wanted to expand on the wide receivers here that are going to go super high in the NFL draft. Do I love the top three guys? Sure, I do. I think they're all like A-plus level type of guys coming out of college that can, you know, really, really be good at the NFL level. Rank them any way that you want. Harrison, Neighbors, and Odunze. I don't care how you have them 1, 2, 3. I think the problem is landing spots at the next level, specifically for this position, it basically means the world. Now, and here's the example. Who would not love Marvin Harrison going to LA and playing with Justin Herbert to be the lead guy there, right?
Right.
That's the ultimate landing spot for any of them, basically. Maybe even Arizona with Kyler Murray. That's not a bad backup spot to go to. However, if the draft falls, if it goes quarterback, quarterback, then let's say Harrison goes third to the Patriots. Not loving it so much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He's got Jacoby Brissett as his quarterback, and who knows what moving forward. I think the same thing can be said for the New York Giants. If they take any of these three guys, playing with Daniel Jones? You happy about that?
No, not at all.
Going to work out well there?
I think you might be happy with the offensive scheme. You're not going to be happy with who's getting the ball to you.
Well said. Another one must be added. Tennessee.
Sure.
Now, I think they go offensive lineman. There's a shot where they could go wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of them will be on the board at number 7. But to go play with Will Levis? No. I'm not in love with that whatsoever. So, again, the landing spot, and that's something, too, that I think, you know, people have learned over the years. Just like they're never going to learn with the quarterback. Every time somebody talks about a quarterback on some other network, all these guys are going to shine, right?
Yep.
They're never going to be bad. BS, half of them, if not more, are actually going to be bad. I think the wide receiver landing spots, I've loved dudes to come out of college previous years. But if they go to the wrong team with the wrong fit and the quarterback who's not that great, good luck. You're not going to hear from them again, potentially.
Well, so speaking of Levis, too, and I would agree with all of those points. And Levis is pretty fascinating because the Titans themselves, they geared up this offseason. Like, they look like they're trying to win that division. That's why I think offensive line makes sense. But Will Levis does have a connection with Jaden Daniels. You ready for this? Round 1 and 2 quarterbacks since the 2016 draft to average less than 5 yards per dropback under pressure and a greater than 20% sack rate. Christian Hackenberg.
Okay, you don't want to be on a list with him, ever.
Zach Wilson.
Or him.
Justin Fields.
Okay.
Will Levis. And there's one quarterback in this field that is in this list. Jaden Daniels.
Okay, those are very specific numbers, though.
No, they're very. You're essentially saying you're inviting pressure and taking it, and it's not essentially your offensive line's fault, but that has been the big criticism of Jaden Daniels, the invited pressure, and the fact that he allows those pressures to turn into sacks.
Okay, so, man, I think that you could really come up with anything to fit an argument couldn't you?
But, like, those are so bad. Like, some of those names are very, very bad. And we don't know what Justin Fields is going to be yet, and we're getting an idea.
That's
not great.
By the way, it's another one. Hackenberg, when he was drafted, I can recall people saying quarterback of the future for the Jets.
He was Christian Hackenberg. Was he not a first round pick? I can't really remember the coverage, but I think he was. No, I know he was a second, but in terms of the discourse, was he not, again, mocked first round?
I think you might be right with that. Yeah. And people talked about him like, watch out, going to be good. Sure thing, you bet. I hate to be like that, but it just, there's too much of a sample size now over like 3+ decades of watching this thing every year of my life and hearing what people are going to say in the narratives, and it rarely turns out that way. Go back to the Jake Locker, Blaine Gabbert, Christian Ponder draft. I didn't like any of them, and yet every person on TV, quarterback of the future, franchise face, what?
Mm-hmm.
None of them could play a lick. And that's pretty much the example of what you have, other than the guys who you have a handful of guys over the years, more than that. I mean, I'm being a little unfair here, but because they do work out, but I'm going to say more than 50% flop.
I mean, we've gotten better at it. Was it Kyle Bowler? Did he go to Cal, right?
Yeah.
Because he was the one that was watching old grainy footage of his like pro day. And the reason the Ravens got him in the first round is because he threw for the 50-yard line on his knees through the goalpost.
Well, I think they made a big deal out of that with Jamarcus Russell, too.
Right.
Oh.
Like, this is how we evaluate guys now.
Got a little bit better, maybe. Got to take him. No, that was a big, I think that was Kuiper on Jamarcus Russell. Yeah. Same thing.
The arm strength.
And the 45-second clip of that from that draft, talking about Jamarcus.
The DVD story with Russell is always a classic.
Oh, you want that footage burned. But it happens all the time. Great job this week. I'm off tomorrow. You're filling in with Tim Murray.
Yes, I am. I still have to be here this early morning.
Shows all day long on this network, including Gil Alexander next with the numbers game. You can listen at vsin.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.